Beloved, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
The gospel this Sunday from St. John picks up where the gospel at the Paschal Vespers on Pascha left off. Last Sunday at the Vespers of Pascha, we heard how Jesus appeared on the very night of his resurrection to the disciples behind the closed doors, but Thomas was not there. And when he came later that day, he wouldn't believe. And we get the saying, the disbelieving or the doubting Thomas from this. And so it was a week later, after Thomas said, I will believe when I can see the nail prints in his hands and put my finger in the nail prints and not only see the wound in his side, but put my hand in the Lord's side, that Jesus now appears on this day, 8 days after Pascha, and Thomas is confronted with the resurrected Savior. He's confronted with his beloved Lord, bearing in himself the wounds of his passion. For these wounds of Christ are something dear to Christ. For not only did he suffer terribly from them and die from them, but they are proof of his love for us. And he will not discard these wounds. He does not make them disappear. Rather, he even shows them to the angels to show the depth of his love for us. And that by means of these wounds, the nail marks in his hands and feet, the gash in his side, by means of these, he won back us who were lost. He found us by these wounds. And so he considers them an ornament. He is not ashamed of them. He shows them. He shows them to Thomas. He shows them even to the angels. And it reveals to us the profound depth of his love for us. For who has ever loved in such a way that when the object of their love wounds them, kills them, whose affection in this world does not diminish? We may love someone, but if they hurt us, doesn't our affection somehow get less? We're wounded by them, so we may turn from them for a bit, feel harsh toward them, speak harshly about them in our fallenness, our sinfulness. But it is quite the contrary for Christ. For we wounded him, we put him to death, and far from it, he rejoices to show these wounds, to show his love, and his affection for us does not diminish in the least. For he has won back us who were lost, like that lost sheep that he went in search of, whom we all are, the lost gold coin that the woman turned her house upside down to find. So he did by ascending the cross to be crucified for us. And he shows these wounds to Thomas, to us, as a constant reminder for us of such love that he has for us, that even now, he sits upon his royal throne next to the Father, and he bears these wounds. Signs of human weakness, but signs of love for him that he considers worthy to present as badges of honor to us, to the angels, to all the saints. So when we look upon this icon of Thomas touching our Lord, or our Lord upon the cross, let us remember that in these wounds upon his body, he shows his love for us. Wounds such that he will not make them disappear, but will keep them for eternity as eternal signs of his desire for us to be with him, of his love for us, of his affection for us, of his yearning for us to be with him forever in his heavenly kingdom.